working with this demo of using the IRS service. And of course, the IRS service is where you can either ring up as a guest if you're in a site access free zone, or as a paid subscriber called an explorer, to have an agent explain to you what the person can see via your smartphone camera, whether that's an iPhone or an Android phone, running the IRA app, and that's AIRA, IRA app. Or of course, if you're a paid explorer subscriber using the smart glasses, and currently I'm using the Austria, capital O-S-T-R-I-A, smart glasses here in Australia. We don't have the Horizon ones yet, which is coming out hopefully later on this year. I'm doing this recording about the middle of August 2018. So what I thought for this demo, I would show you turning on the MiFi hotspot and the glasses and then making a IRA support call, because I've just checked my pantry and I have almost got can overload, because I've suddenly discovered that I've put cans away in the pantry and I've got no idea what's what at the moment. So I think on my desk here I've got about maybe 15 to 18 cans that I think may be tomato and tuna and chicken, but we'll see what happens. All right, so first of all, let me run the IRA app, and of course I'm running as an explorer. So I'm going to open up my IRA app using Siri on my iPhone. Open IRA.
Selected. Glass. Button. One of two.
Okay, so if I do a forefinger touch towards the top of my screen.
Selected. Glass. Button.
I've got glass. One of two. Flicking to the right.
Phone. Button. Two of two.
Phone, so I can choose to use my smart glasses or my phone camera. Flicking to the right.
Searching for your glass. Ellipsis.
Searching for my glass. Now I know for a fact my glasses are currently turned off. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to flip back to the left.
Phone. Button.
And
two
I'm
going to
double
two.
Tap on
selected.
Phone.
Phone. Two of two.
So if I flick it back to the left.
Glass. Button.
Now glass is not selected. Flicking to the right.
Selected. Phone. Button.
And now
two
my
of two.
Phone camera, i.e. the camera on the back of my phone is selected. Flicking to the right again.
Call error from phone. Button.
So I've got call error from phone, so I can make a direct call now straight to the IRA agent, and they'll be looking at my view off my back camera. Flicking to the right again.
Call error with a text message from phone. Button.
Call error with a text message from phone, i.e. if I'm in a conference and I'd like the agent to describe the PowerPoint presentation, for example, I can use this button here. Flicking to the right again.
Selected. Home. Tab. One of five.
And now we've got five tabs down the bottom. I've got the home tab, which I'm currently on.
My glass. Tab. Two of five.
My glass, and that's for the MiFi network and the glasses status.
Live. Tab. Three of five.
That's live to see live IRA explorers broadcasting where they're experiencing different explorer events. Flicking to the right again.
Usage. Tab. Four of five.
That's all your usages.
More. Tab. Five of five.
And more is to do with help, etc. And I'll go into that briefly.
Selected. More. Tab. Five of five.
Four finger touch at the top of my screen.
More. Heading.
More as the heading.
Account. Heading.
Account is my heading.
Profile. David. Button.
Profiles David.
Referral. Button.
That's a referral button.
Minutes sharing. Button.
Minutes sharing button if you want to share your minutes with another explorer.
Inbox. Heading.
Inbox is the next heading.
Photos. Button.
That's where the photos are stored locally if the agent has to take a picture, i.e. of text, to better zoom in when they have to read something.
Linked account. Heading.
Now we've got a heading, linked account.
Uber.
And you can have an account for Uber.
Uber sign in. Button.
That's the Uber sign in button because I haven't done it.
Lyft sign in.
Lyft sign in.
Advanced features. Heading.
The next heading is advanced features.
Messages. On. Button.
Messages on, that's that text message that was on the home screen.
Error access, heading.
Error access is the next heading.
About error access, button.
That's an explanation of error access, i.e. the site-free zones. And by the way, here in Australia, all Vision Australia offices are site-free access zones, so you could actually sign up as a guest and use IRA at all Vision Australia offices, including from where the offices have a local railway station. From the railway station to the office is also site access free as well. So flicking to the right again.
Error access locations, button.
Error access location, that brings up a list of all site access locations, including America.
Support, heading.
Support is the next heading.
Call error support.
Call error support.
Help center, button.
Help Center.
Error Explorer Guide button.
Error Explorer Guide, so the guide for the actual complete service.
Siri enabled button.
I have Siri enabled, so I can actually call an IRA agent via Siri.
About 2.10.0 button.
And this is about, and that's the current version of the app. Flicking to the right again.
Log out.
Log out.
Copyright 2017 error
tech. Copyright.
Home tab.
And we're back down to the tabs down the bottom. So I'm going to double tap on the home tab again.
Selected. Home tab. 1 of 5.
Okay, and remember if I touch the top of my screen, four
glass,
finger touch.
Button. 1
glass,
of 2.
Glass, flick to the right.
Selected. Phone. Button. 2 of 2.
Okay, so I've currently got my phone connected as the phone agent service. All right, so what I'm going to do first of all, this is what I normally do when I'm leaving home in the morning. Open Wi-Fi settings.
Let's take a look at the Wi-Fi settings.
Because settings. What I want to see...
Back, Wi-Fi. Selected. More info. Personal hots. David work. David's... Choose a... David's wife. More info. Telstra. More info.
No. Okay. I wanted to see if my AT&T Wi-Fi hotspot was actually on. And no, it's not. So I'm going to grab my Wi-Fi hotspot. The best way to explain this Wi-Fi hotspot is it's a little rectangular box, and at the moment where the micro USB cable plugs into the bottom of it to charge it, there are two buttons on the top right hand side, and the far right button is the on or off button. So what the trick is you hold that button for 3 seconds. I'll do that now. 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi, and release. And by the way, this MiFi hotspot does have a touch screen. And a sighted person will tell you that if you touch the touchscreen, it comes up with a PIN number, which you can completely ignore because that PIN number actually locks the MiFi device into the IRA service, so you can't change any settings on it and muck up your connection to your smart glasses. What they say in the documentation is to wait about 30 to 40 seconds for the MiFi hotspot to come online. And the way, of course, you can check it, I can either go into the IRA app itself and check it, wherever the MiFi hotspot is found, or I can grab my phone again and click back to the left.
More info. Telstra. More in. David's. More in. At Wi-Fi 3429. Secure network. Signal strength 3 of 3 bars.
Okay, there's
button.
My AT&T MiFi hotspot. So if I
characters.
Go to characters.
Cap A. Cap T. CAPT.
Okay, so ATT, and that's the AT&T MiFi hotspot, so I know it's now online. Let me just go and open up IRA again. Open IRA.
Error. Glass. Button. 1 of 2.
Okay, now it's just landed on glass, which is the first button on the screen. All right, now I'm actually wearing my glasses. Let me just, ouch, try and take them off. Sorry, I've got my headphones on. So the IRA glasses just feel like a normal pair of glasses. And of course, with two temporal things coming out of them to go over your ears. On the right-hand side temporal, you also have a camera that's attached towards the front of the temporal arm, which just sits beside the right-hand lens on your glasses. And of course, that's the camera that the agent will be looking through, keeping in mind that all audio is either going through the phone internal speaker or through headphones. So I tend to wear headphones, particularly when I'm out and about, or even at home for that matter, talking to the agent. But they're seeing through the smart glasses or their phone camera, but the audio is done through the phone or headphones, not through the glasses themselves. Underneath the camera module towards the back of it, you'll find the micro USB port, and that's, of course, for charging the glasses. On top of the camera module, right towards the front of it, the button on the front is the status button, to find out if it's connected and how much charge is there. And the button directly behind it is the on button. All right, so I'm gonna hold down that on button for 2 seconds. I'm gonna count 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, and I've just released. And we'll just wait for the glasses to turn on. Makes a nice little tune when it turns on. Now remember I said these were the Austria glasses. That's the tune.
I'm starting.
IRA starting.
Fully charged.
Okay, fully charged.
Glass ready for service.
Okay, glass ready for IRA service. All right, so if I press my status button, remember the button that was the front button on the top of the camera module?
Battery 100%. Wi-Fi connected to
Wi-Fi 3429. Glass ready for service. Okay, so it's connected to the AT&T or the ATT hotspot, or Wi-Fi hotspot. And it said the glass had 100%. So if I put my glasses back on and put my headphones back on, let me just pick up my iPhone.
Selected. Phone. Button. 2 of 2.
So as you can see, phone is still selected. So if I flip back to the left.
Glass. Button.
And now I double tap on glass.
Selected. Glass. 1 of 2.
Okay, and then I flick to the right.
Phone. Button. Glass connected.
Now it says glass connected.
Call error. From glass.
Call button. Error from glass is now that button that said call from phone before.
Call error with a text message from glass.
Call button. Error with a text message from glass, reminding me that when I send a message, I'm also using my smart glasses now.
Selected. Home. Tab. 1 of 5.
Okay, and here are our tabs again. The home tab.
My glass. Tab.
My glass tab.
Live. Tab.
Live tab.
Usage.
Usage tab.
More.
And the more tab. So let me go back to my glass.
Usage. Live. My glass. Tab.
Okay, and double tap on my glass.
Selected. My glass. Tab. 2 of 5.
Touch towards the top of the screen with my four fingers.
My glass. Voiceover. Heading.
It says my glass heading. Click to the right.
Connected.
It says it's connected.
At Wi-Fi 3429 network.
Okay, that's the network it's actually attached to, which is the ATT Wi-Fi hotspot.
100%
battery. 100%
battery.
Now, that's actually the glass battery level. So flicking to the right again.
Glass status. Button.
Glass status.
Wi-Fi. Button.
And Wi-Fi is where I can actually set up and or access other Wi-Fi networks, including my home Wi-Fi network, which I'll do in a minute.
Home. Tab.
And we're back down to the home tab. Let me just flick back to the left.
Wi-Fi. Button. Glass status. Button.
And let's check on glass status. So one finger double tap.
My glass. Back button.
So my glass back button flicking to the right.
My glass. Connected. Heading.
My glass connected.
Refresh. Button.
Refresh button.
Glass info. Heading.
Glass info.
Wi-Fi name. At Wi-Fi 3429.
That's the Wi-Fi name it's connected to, which is the ATT or the AT&T one.
Glass battery. 100%.
Glass battery is 100%.
Estimated time. 160 minutes.
Estimated time of usage. 160 minutes.
Version. 037.
Version 037.
MIFI info. Heading.
This is what I want. MIFI info heading.
MIFI battery. 100%.
And my MiFi hotspot is also 100% because I've had it charging this morning.
Signal strength, good.
Signal strength is good.
Shut down MiFi.
And because I've got it connected, I can double tap on this to shut down the MiFi if I want to and save its battery, particularly when you're out and about. You can also turn the unit off by holding that power button in on the right-hand side of the MiFi hotspot when the micro USB cable is at the bottom. For 10 seconds, and that will turn off the MiFi hotspot as well. Flicking to the right again.
Home. Tab.
And we're back down to the home tab, is down the bottom. I'm going to go to the top of the screen, four fingers, double tap.
Glass status.
I'm going to flick down.
Wi-Fi. Button.
This is Wi-Fi. So double tap on that.
My glass. Back button.
And flick to the right.
Wi-Fi. Heading.
Wi-Fi is the heading.
Add. Button.
And this is where you can add a hotspot or a Wi-Fi network, i.e. your work or home network, and I added my home Wi-Fi network here, plus my work one as well for that matter. And just a tip for when you're setting up your network with the glasses to attach to, keep in mind that the SSID, the name of the Wi-Fi network, has to be absolutely correct as far as capitalization is concerned, otherwise it won't find it, all right? Besides, of course, putting in the correct password. So finger to the right again.
Edit. Button.
So I can edit my existing ones besides adding one.
David work. Hotspot.
This is my David work hotspot. That's for my iPhone 10.
Selected. At Wi-Fi 3429.
Okay, MIFI. AT&T's my MiFi hotspot, which is currently connected.
Telstra 89B63F.
Telstra 89, which is my home Wi-Fi network. So I'm going to double tap on that.
Selected. Telstra 89B63F. Wi-Fi.
So you might have heard it through the microphone that the smart glasses just said connecting to Telstra 89 and IRA service is ready. so I know it's connected. But if I wanted to double check, of course, I can do that in a minute. So I'll flip to the right again.
Home tab.
And I'm back down to the home tab, all right? So I'm going to do a four-finger touch towards the top of the screen.
My glass. Back button.
Okay, double tap on that. Back to my glass. My glass.
Heading.
And flicking to the right.
Connected.
So it says it's connected.
Telstra 89B63F
and
network.
And now it says it's connected to the Telstra 89, i.e. my home Wi-Fi network. Flicking to the right again.
99% battery.
That's 99% battery. That's the glasses.
Glass status. Button.
Glass status.
Wi-Fi. Button.
Wi-Fi.
Home. Tab.
One of five. Back down to the home tab. All right, so now we're connected. Now, again, if I wanted to double check the status of my glass, I'm just going to press the button at the front on the camera. 39.90%. Wi-Fi connected to Telstra 89. Glass ready for service. Cool. All right, so with that in mind.
Home. Tab. 1 of 5.
Remember, we've been working in.
Selected. My glass. Tab.
In my glass tab. Okay, so now flick back
home,
to the left.
Tab. Selected.
And I double tapped on
tab,
the home tab.
1 of 5.
I'm flicking back to the left now rather than going from the top to the bottom.
Call error with a text message from glass. Button.
I don't need to call Ira from text message from glass.
Call error from glass.
I want to
button.
Call Ira from glass. All right, so I'm going to just move a little bit. So I'm in front of all these cans. And I'm going to put my phone down because I don't need it anymore while I'm talking to the agent.
Call error from glass.
Let's call button. Error and let's sort out these cans.
Connecting. Connecting.
It says connecting to agent.
Hi, David. Thanks for calling Ira. My name's Alyssa. How can I help you out today?
I've ended up with a bit of, I don't know what the word for it is. I've got can warfare happening in my pantry at the moment. So I thought I'm going to be very organized and put them all on my study desk and hopefully put them in some sort of order with you guys, and then I'll put them back in the pantry again.
We can do that.
Excellent. All right. So let me just start, I think, with the easier ones first, because I have a funny feeling these should be all tuna, I hope. Right, these little cans first. So I'm just wondering with these glasses, is that about the right position to see that can?
They are. If you just want to rotate the can for me, either direction, and I'll yell stop when I see what it is. This is the nutrition information here.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, you glanced just slightly up. If you want to pause and look down a little bit or raise the can, this is tuna.
Tuna, right, good. All right, so I'm going to put that there. Oops. Then go over there. All right, and this one? How's that one?
Okay, yeah, if you could raise it up about 5 centimeters.
How's that?
All right, go ahead and rotate it. That's perfect. Right. I think this is tuna as well. This is nutrition information. And I'll just have you rotate it to verify. This is tuna as well.
How about that one?
All right, if you could raise it. Perfect. And if you could just move your gaze slightly to the right.
Okay. Oops, sorry, that way.
All right, and this is the nutrition information. It never fails, always on the back side of the can.
Of course, yep.
And this is tuna as well.
All right, so 3 tunas so far. I think that's all my small cans, I think. Yeah, because I could have sworn I had some chicken ones, but obviously we've got rid of the chicken ones. So, all right, so that's good. I'm hoping this stack here I've got here are all tunas.
The top one's tuna, that's cool. For sure. I can see that already.
Cool.
This one I just need to verify it's tuna. If you could raise it, this is tuna chunks and sunflower oil.
Okay, all right. Oh, hang on. So that was tuna sunflower oil, was it?
Yes.
All right. Is that the same one? Is that the flower oil one as well?
This one is Italian style.
Oh, good. So we've got to get rid of the sunflower one. So.
Okay.
All right. Sunflower one goes on the floor. Okay. How about that one?
Rotate the can. It's always on the backside. Never fails.
No.
This is tuna and sunflower oil.
Sunflower oil. Floor. All right.
Right. This is the same color label, but I'll read it. And of course, it's on the backside. This is tuna and sunflower oil.
Good.
Oh, no. This is Italian style tuna.
That was Italian?
My bad. Italian style.
Italian. All right. Keep.
Style. It is an oil, though. The Italian style.
Okay.
Okay.
That one.
And if you just want to rotate the can,
mm-hmm.
This is tuna chunks and spring water.
Now, is it the first time we've had spring water?
I wasn't looking at the other ones, but if you'd like, I'll happy to look at them again.
Yeah, let's just double check that one again.
This was the Italian style in oil.
So that was oil, was it?
Yeah, tuna Italian style in oil.
Okay, because, all right, hang on. All right, I better make a sub poil. All right, that one, was it the oil one again?
Italian style in oil.
Oil, okay, all right. So we've got one spring water one at the moment. All right. How about with that one?
And of course, this is the back side of the
indeed,
cam.
Indeed, of course it always.
All right, and if you could raise it just a smidge is a technical term. It's chunks in spring water.
Okay, 2 spring waters, very good.
You know, some people are like, a smidge makes no sense. I'm like, well, it's less than this, but more than that.
I can relate. I can relate to a smidge.
All right, and this is tuna chunks in spring water.
Spring water, okay, so 3 spring waters. So I put them all over there. So they're all keepers. Whoops. Right. All right, cool. All right, so now. All right, so these cans don't belong with the rest of these ones, so I'll do these ones first.
All right, this is a chunky, if you want to rotate it to the right.
That way? Oh, sorry.
Oh, that works too.
I'm bad.
Chunky. Chunky chicken. You can actually move this one away from the camera. Chunky chicken soup.
Okay, chicken soup.
All right. Yep, chunky chicken soup.
I think I'm running out of room on my table here. So, all right, that's that soup. How about that one? That might be soup again, I hope.
This one is pumpkin soup.
Oh, pumpkin soup. Okay, very good. Okay, and this one?
Heinz, very special. If you could rotate the can to the right. Mm-hmm. It's creamy chicken and mushroom.
Now, all these rest of these cans are all the same size, but we'll see what they contain.
Yeah, they do look different, some of them.
Oh, that'd be right. Okay.
All right. Of course, we're on the back side.
Of course we are. Yes, indeed.
And if you just want to keep spinning it.
Mm-hmm.
This is coconut cream.
Okay.
From Asia brand.
Okay. All right. So that's, I'll put that there for the moment. Because what I'm actually after all the... there should be like Italian sliced tomatoes. All right.
Okay.
How about that one?
Rotate. This is coconut cream. This is, if you could raise the can, it's, believe this is diced tomatoes. If you want to rotate it, I'll tell you if they're in anything. Italian diced tomatoes from Romano.
How was that one?
This is, if you could rotate it to the right, coconut cream as well.
Oh, God. What is it with these coconut cream cans at the moment?
This is Italian diced tomatoes as well. This is, if you just want to rotate it to the right, keep rotating, Italian diced tomatoes.
Good.
This is another diced tomatoes. This is basil and something. Basil, if you could rotate it just to the that's the left a little bit. Keep rotating. Okay. Briefly forgot my left. It's basil and oregano diced tomatoes. Briefly forgot my left from my right there. Basil and oregano diced tomatoes.
Okay, that's all right. That's all right.
All right, this is, just needs a slight rotation anti-clockwise. Counterclockwise. Italian diced tomatoes.
Good. Okey-dokey.
This is also, it's a form of diced tomatoes. You'll just need to be rotate either way. You can rotate this one. Italian diced tomatoes.
Good.
Italian diced tomatoes. That was perfectly facing the camera. Was like, I could have pictured that. Yeah, that never happens.
No, it doesn't. That was luck, wasn't it?
Italian diced tomatoes as well. If you want to rotate it either direction, it does not matter. This is Australian diced tomatoes.
Oh, as opposed to Italian. That's interesting, isn't it? What's that? 9 cans of tomatoes so far. Oh, my goodness me. Wow. All right, this should be the last one, I think.
And this one is also Australian diced tomatoes. There's a picture of the Australian flag, a nice big beefsteak tomato on the front.
Oh, very cute. All right, now I think that's it. So that's, all right, so canned tomatoes, that's that. Perfect. Right, exercise complete. Lovely.
All right, no problem. Anything else I can help you out with tonight?
That's it, perfect.
All right, thanks for calling, Ira. Have a great night.
Thanks a lot. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Glass connected.
So the call's ended. So if I touch towards the top of my screen.
Skip feedback button.
And we've got a skip feedback button.
Feedback heading.
And then feedback is the heading. Let me just get back to my mic. So feedback is the heading.
Submit button.
Got a submit button.
How was your experience?
How was your experience?
Good button.
And
one
you've
of
got
two.
Two buttons. A good button.
Poor button.
And a poor two button.
Comment multi-line text field.
And
text field.
A comment multi-line text field. So if I double tap on it.
Comment multi-line text field. Text field is editing. Character mode. Insertion point at start.
And of course, I can do a two-finger double tap and say, excellent agent service as always. Full stop.
Inserted excellent agent service as always.
Okay,
sound
and
output.
Flick
headphones.
Back to the left.
Core button. Good. button.
And double tap
one
on
of
good.
Two. Selected. Good. One of two.
And then flip to the right.
Four. Button. Comment multi-line text. Submit. Button.
And submit.
Submit. Thanks for your selected. Glass.
And just said thanks for your feedback. So if I now touched on my
usage tab,
which is the third tab down the bottom.
Usage heading.
And flip to the right.
Basic pilot plan.
So I'm on still on the basic pilot plan here in Australia because I started testing it before the current $89 for 100-minute plan came into effect in Australia. So flicking to the right.
30 days left in this billing cycle.
I've got 30 billing days left in this billing cycle. Billing cycle
end date is September 12th. 16 minutes of 357 minutes used.
I've used 16 minutes of 350 minutes used.
0 minutes saved with error access.
0 minutes saved with IRA access. That's the site access zones for free access. So if I was at work, I wouldn't have had to pay for that call as far as my subscription is concerned.
Usage progress. 4.48% of total minutes used.
Usage progress is 4.48.
Includes 157 rollover minutes.
Includes 157 rollover minutes.
Users. Heading.
Now, just be aware that this is my basic pilot plan. That's why it sounds a bit different to other people at the moment.
Users. Heading.
Users the heading.
You. 4% of total. 15 minutes used.
4% of total. 0 minutes
saved with error. View my usage detail. Button.
View my usage detail.
Home. Tab.
And back to the home tab. So if I'm
view my usage detail.
Usage.
Button. Usage. Back button.
Clicking to the right.
Detail usage. Heading.
Detail usage.
Today. Heading.
Today is the heading.
August 13th, 12:25 p.m. for 14 minutes with Agent Alyssa.
Okay, so it tells me I was on with Agent Alyssa for 14 minutes and the time and the date stamp.
Earlier. Heading.
And then we've got earlier. This is the next heading.
August 10th, 3:55 p.m. for 2 minutes with Agent Antonio.
That was August 10th. At 3:55 p.m. for 2 minutes with Agent Antonio, and I remember that one because I was actually getting on the train.
August 10th, 3:33 p.m. for 3 minutes with Agent Jeffrey.
Okay, that was August 10th again with Agent Jeffrey, and I think I was doing something else. I can't remember what.
August 10th, 9:32 a.m. for 14 minutes with Agent Jacob.
14 minutes with Agent Jacob, and I was actually going to work.
August 6th, 3:17.
August 6th, et cetera, et cetera. We do a four-finger touch at the top of the screen.
Usage. Back button.
Double tap on back.
View my usage detail. Button.
And I normally home, like going back
tab,
to my home tab.
One of selected. Home. Tab. One of five.
Now, what I normally like to make sure about is when I'm going out and about, I want to reconnect back to my AT&T hotspot, or the ATT hotspot, as it says. I'm going to go
selected.
Home,
flip to my
right,
glass.
My glass.
Tab. My glass. Heading.
Flip to the right.
Connected. Telstra 86. Glass status. Wi-Fi. Button.
Double tap on Wi-Fi.
My glass. Wi-Fi. Add. Edit. David Work. Hotspot.
David Work.
At Wi-Fi 3429.
Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi.
Selected. Telstra 89B6.
Current network at home.
At Wi-Fi 3429.
Double tap on that.
Selected. At Wi-Fi 3429. Miffy.
And the glass is the speaker. And the glasses is speaking, sorry, not speaker. And it says it's connected to the Wi-Fi hotspot. And it says glass ready for service, which is good.
David Work.
So I flip hotspot, back to the left.
Edit. Add. Wi-Fi. Heading. My glass. Back button.
Double tap on
my glass.
My glass to go back.
Heading.
Now if I flick to the right
connected.
Now. Connected.
At Wi-Fi 3429 network.
Wi-Fi hotspot.
86% battery.
So I am now ready to walk out the door and go to work, go to shopping, do all sorts of things that you can do with the IRA service. Now, if you're in Australia and you want to sign up for the full Explorer experience as the paid subscriber, you can go to www.ira, that's AIRA.io/Australia. So that's www.ira.io/Australia. And if you've got any questions about the IRA service at all, please ring the 1300 847 466 number at Vision Australia. And that's where you can ask all about the IRA service and support. You can also email ira@visionaustralia.org for support from Vision Australia. And of course you can also email support@ira.io to go straight to the folks in the United States for support. And you can also ring up the 1-800 number to get to their customer care line for IRA itself in the States. And just keep in mind, for us folks in Australia, the customer care hours are at the moment, as this recording, 11 p.m. at night to 11 a.m. in the morning. However, the full agent usage, of course, is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The 1-800 number is 1-800-765-096. That's 1-800-765-096. So that'll do me for this demonstration. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.